If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. I'm your host, Haley.
I'm your host, Louisa.
And we're so excited to have you here.
Hi, everyone. Today we have a lot of incredible songs to share with you, as some you might have heard before and some are new on our list, and all of them are my favorites. So before we jump to the songs, first we have some announcement to make. We are currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. If you are interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/joinforthefooddetails on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you.
Great, and with that, let's jump into our first song. At number 10, we have Hanataba by Mille.
Number 10. 大嫌い嘘じゃない鎧をそっと下ろして愛したい誰よりもの良い私の心に気づいてくれたわずかな光でもいいよ私が照らしていくと誓った強くなれないままごめんI'm sorry, I'm 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 sorry
눈부시 하나타바잖아 나만의 노나이 하나오해랑 내글레타 안나당아 토나링이 이래봐 야미오니 히카리가 또 못다 기가시다 忘れてしまう
'Hanataba' by Millay. Millay is a Tokyo-based Japanese singer-songwriter. She started her career in 2018.
She released her first studio album, Eyes, in 2020. The album hit number one on both Oricon and Japan's Billboard charts, certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of Japan for sales of 100,000.
The song Hanataba is featured as the theme song for the TBS Sunday drama Anti-Hero.
Anti-Hero is a drama which is about Japan's criminal cases. So in Japan, it has a conviction rate of 99.9% for criminal cases that go to trial. So a lawyer can defeat these odds and obtain an acquittal for his client, even though there's a conclusive evidence that says otherwise. So in this drama, it talks about that good and evil can switch sides and good people might become bad people. So for this drama, if you're interested, you can watch it on Netflix. And actually, I am also a fan of this drama, especially it has an interesting plot and also a great cast. If you know about the song Neko, which is by Dish, their lead singer, Takumi Kitamura, is also a part of this drama. So if you like him and like Dish, you might give it a watch.
I didn't know it was on Netflix. I'll have to check it out. But it might be featured in like the Canadian Netflix and not in the American.
Oh, yeah.
It changes based on location.
Yeah.
Definitely a good song for it because I don't listen to a lot of Malay, but in this song, I definitely could feel like there was definitely an intense emotion about it. So I think that suited the theme of the show very well.
Okay, so number nine on our list is Wakamono no Subete, is from Yoroshika's Suisse. It is a new song from our list, so let's give it a listen.
Number nine.
Manatsu no piku ga satta.
So the song we just listened is Wakamono no Subete by Suez Yoroshika. Yoroshika is a Japanese rock duo formed in 2017. The group comprises Enbanna, a Vocaloid producer, and Suez, a female vocalist.
The name Yoroshika is taken from a lyric in their song, The Clouds and the Ghost. Yoroshika mo nemurezu ni, meaning I can only sleep at night.
The duo is extremely secretive and they have never publicly revealed their faces.
Wakamono no Subete is a cover song of a Japanese rock band, Fuji Fabric.
Yeah, so this song is actually another song that is also a theme song for a Netflix movie, Drawing Closer. And this movie is about a boy who has only a year left to live, and he finds new meaning in life by bringing joy to a terminally ill girl who just has 6 months remaining. And I've always saw this poster on Netflix, and I think I would find some time to watch it. I think it's a very touching movie, and the song is also very touching.
Another recommendation by Luisa for the Netflix films here. I can't remember the last time I was on Netflix, so I have no recommendations. But I'll definitely have to check it out since I still have Netflix. I just have to see if it's... Did you watch in the Canadian one, or have you seen it in the Canadian one?
Yeah, I watched in the Canadian one, but if you have VPN, I think you can also watch it in Asia. It's also available if you're using Taiwan VPN or Hong Kong VPN.
Okay, good to know. Up next, we have hit song Bring Bang Bang Bon by Creepy Nuts.
Number 8.
And that was Bring Bang Bang Born by Creepy Nuts. Creepy Nuts is a hip-hop duo formed in 2013. They made a major debut under Sony Music Entertainment Japan on November 8th, 2017, with the single Koko Debut, Daigaku Debut, Zenbu Shippaishi Takedo Major Debut.
The first member is R. Shite, whose real name is Kohei Nogami. He has won Japan's highest peak MC Battle Tournament, Ultimate MC Battle Championship, for 5 consecutive years from 2010 to 2014, and in the main race, Grand Champion for 3 consecutive years from 2012 to 2014.
The second member is DJ Matsunaga, whose real name is Kunihiko Matsunaga. On August 24th, 2019, he won the DMC Japan DJ Championships 2019 final battle category. On September 28th of the same year, he participated in the battle division as a representative of Japan at DMC World DJ Championships 2019 and won the championship.
Bring Bam Bam Born is the opening for Mashle, Magic and Muscles Season 2. So I think this song has been on our top 10 list for a couple of months, and a lot of people should have heard it a lot of times. So you might have heard about our commentary for over and over again.
Oh, you and I have probably heard this song 1,000 times. And
yeah,
it's always fun to dance to, especially since it's been going viral on social media with the like bring bang bang born dance. Dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
It's been fun for people to just get up and dance to, and I always like watching kids do it.
Yeah, and I've also been listening to Creepy Nuts since this song, and I think they release one or two songs after this song, and I really like their songs too. Number 7, we have Overflowing by Fuji Kaze on our list, which has dropped 2 places from our chart.
Number 7.
Oh,
So the song we just heard is Overflowing by Fujikaze. Fujikaze is a Japanese singer, songwriter, and musician under Universal Music Japan. As a child, he listened to all kinds of music such as jazz, classical music, pop, and enka. Starting at 12 years old, Fuji uploaded various piano and vocal cover videos on his personal YouTube channel with more than 30 million views.
In August 2020, he became the first Japanese person to be a YouTube artist on the rise. The song was written for Fujikaze for director Tomokazu Yamada's upcoming film, April Come She Will, as the theme, and shared the cover art for the track. So I actually really like Fujikaze. He hasn't been my favorite, but I've gone when I first heard of him, but like he's grown on me since then because he's always on the list.
Yeah, always.
And I know he did a couple songs for the new Studio Ghibli film, and so a couple of those are like, one of those songs has been on my favorites since. So I really like Overflowing as well.
Yeah, I think last month this song was on the chart too, and I've been listening for a lot of times, and I like him since, I think, Hana, which is also the song on the list a few months ago. And Overflowing is my other favorite.
All right, we're going to go ahead and do song number 6. But before that, we have a quick announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
So number 6, we have Dear by Mrs. Green Apple, which has rise 3 plays from our chart.
Number 6.
Thank you.
The song we just heard is Dear by Mrs. Green Apple. Mrs. Green Apple is a Japanese rock band from Tokyo that made its major debut in 2015 with EMI Records. Mrs. Green Apple was formed in the spring of 2013 with four members, Omori, Wakai, Yamanaka, and a former member who was a bassist. Later, Omori invited Fujisawa and Mrs. Green Apple became a five-member band.
Lead singer Omori announced on the official website on January 20th, 2024, that he had been diagnosed with sudden hearing loss in his left ear after having problems hearing the day before. He added that the group would continue with concerts already announced while paying attention to any changes and continuing with any treatment given by the doctors.
Dear has been chosen as the theme song for the movie Dear Family, starring Yo Oizumi, which will be released on Friday, June 14th.
The movie is about a father whose daughter suffers from a congenital heart disease and begins to study artificial hearts.
So this song is one of the songs from Mrs. Green Apple on our list. And actually, we have another great song from Mrs. Green Apple, which I have to stay tuned for our next song.
Mrs. Green Apple has been rising to one of my top favorite artists from Japan.
Yeah, me too.
Because they had I think they were the ones that sang Inferno for the opening of Fire Force, and that was my introduction song to them, and then it's just been getting better and better each time.
So now we have some advertisement to make. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at noda@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Number 5, we have Goodbye, See You Someday by Kenshi Yonezu, which has dropped 2 plays from our chart.
Number 5.
どこかは春が巡り来るのか知らず知らず大人になった見上げた先にはツバメが飛んでた気のない顔でもしも私に翼があれば願うたびに悲しみに暮れたさよなら100年先でまた会いましょう心配しない
so many dogs suffering from health issues. Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
The song we just listened to is Goodbye, See You Someday by Kenshi Yonetsu. Kenshi Yonetsu is a Japanese musician, singer-songwriter, record producer, and illustrator who often draws his album covers.
His 2022 single, Kickback, was his most successful single to date, debuting on international charts including UK rock and metal singles and US hot rock and alternative songs, and was certified gold by the RIAA for 500,000 sold copies in the United States, becoming the first song in Japanese lyrics to achieve this.
Goodbye, See You Someday is a digital single by Kenshi Yonetsu. It was released through Sony Music Labels on April 8th, 2024. It was featured as the theme song for NHK's TV series Tora ni Tsubasa.
The story begins in the 1930s. Tomoko Inotsume is striving to become an unprecedented female lawyer in Japan by dedicating herself to her studies. However, she faces the obstacles of Japan's laws and society, which has disregarded women. So I know Kenshi Yonezu most famously for his song Lemon. I feel like that will always be, I think, a top of his. But Yonezu is really known, I think, for breaking a lot of like records, because I think at some point Lemon was like the most viewed video on YouTube at some point. And then and then Kickback, he just kept hitting charts, and it was fabulous. So he's doing really good.
Yeah, I think especially it's maybe he feels like it's difficult to, or some people think it's difficult for him to like achieve the kind of success he had in the song Lemon. But I think he is always giving his fans, showing them that he can do more, and he is always very creative in his music. And there's another song that we're gonna listen to that is Kenshi Yonetsu's new song afterwards, which I also like so much, and I'll stay tuned for that song too.
Okay, and then at number four we have Columbus by Mrs. Green Apple.
Number four.
Ito, 話になる途中で僕は言えなかった。運命の進化も歴代の大逆転もシティの果てで聞こえるコロンブスの Go Go。 いつか君が乗り越える寂しさのような平等な朝日と夜さ、胃が痛くなる日常が乾いた心をシャンプーさせるようなちょっとした美学に交ざ、意味しかないけどまだまだまだ傷つけてしまう愛に襲わってる今日も。あの時の相違は私であるための呪いで、いくつは耐えないが、そんな自分を本当は嫌えない。あ、愛すべき名誉の負傷が盛大に割れる妙が大切のような、どこかへ続いて不安だけど確かなゴールが、意外と早い日常が乾いた心に注がれるような、ちょっとした遊びにゴーザ、つながりあるでしょ、ただただただくたばるまで知りたい。まるでそれはオーロラのような、未だ知れない素晴らしい絶景、やっとたどり着いたような、ほらまた船は進むんだ、出会いや別れを繰り返すんだ、ルンダ瞳の意味を生かすにはまず一個宝箱探すんだ。
And that was Columbus by Mrs. Green Apple. Mrs. Green Apple faced significant backlash following the release of the music video for their song Columbus.
The video, which premiered on June 12, depicted the band members dressed as various historical figures, including Christopher Columbus, Napoleon, and Ludwig van Beethoven, interacting with ape-like figures that appeared to be under their control.
The depiction quickly drew widespread criticism for being racially insensitive and perpetuating harmful stereotypes.
In response to the escalating backlash, Mrs. Green Apple issued a public apology and removed the video from their official YouTube channel the following day.
The band explained that they intended to create a whimsical funhouse party featuring historical figures and expressed deep regret for any offense caused. They acknowledged that their artistic vision has been misinterpreted and vowed to be more mindful in the future.
Oh, so this is the second song we have on our list. That is by Mrs. Green Apple. Actually, before listening to this song, I actually saw a lot of comments, negative comments about Mrs. Green Apple about this song. But when I listened to their song, just the song itself, I really like it. And I was a little bit sad that I couldn't watch the music video, but there was a lot of commentary about the music video as well.
I never listened to it with the music video. They just kind of reposted it with a picture. But when I heard it, so my favorite song by them is it's a new one. What's it called? Magic. Magic is my favorite song by them, and I think it gave the same fun vibe. So I think as far as the song sounded, they did achieve that funhouse party. But as far as like the backlash goes, I have got no statement on it just because I didn't see it.
Yeah, me too. So I think it's quite easy, or it's very common for Japanese artists to get the angel, they would be criticized for maybe some people might misinterpret them, or maybe they really did something wrong, or some poor image, and they would the artist would immediately come and apologize, and they would do a lot of things to make the situation gets less worse. And I think Mrs. Green Apple, they reacted quite immediate, and so I think maybe we can't watch the music video, but at least we got an amazing song to listen.
Yes, indeed. The song was very good.
Moving to our next song is number 3 on our list is Mainichi or Every Day by Kenshi Yonetsu. It's a new song on our list.
Number 3. Mainichi, 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 mainichi. 僕は僕なりに頑張ってきたのに mainichi.愛せるだろうか今日の雨模様一人錆びたシャリで転んだ街道デモクレスに生やしてスキルアナーキスト勘くれた猫いつもあちらこちらで愛の強要仕方飯はいらないの怒るリアリスト話し込む月曜はみ出すかよ熱出す水曜固まる目標後の金土日曜までもないほどにあなただけ消えないでたり去るまで抱き合ってクレイジーこの日々を踊り切るにはただ一人じゃ周りに長いのに逃げるだけ逃げ出して俺に捨てるだけ捨てようぜ愛し光るだけガスだけならばこの世界は周りに怖いのにと手を見る穴や記憶よりもくすんだ要素ちっとばかしおかしいと笑うセラピスト意味がないくだらないそれはもうださえ無駄で仕方ないクタクタクタクタクタクタわかっつやなくさボケなすこれが僕の毎日So this song we just listened to is Every Day by Kenshi Yonetsu. Kenshi Yonetsu, just as what we talked about him, he writes and composes all of his music in his Vocaloid mood songs as well as his independent album Diorama. He also arranged, programmed, mixed, and performed all of the instruments by himself.
The song Every Day is used as the official track for Coca-Cola Japan's Georgia Canned Coffee line commercial.
The music video was directed by Yusuke Tanaka, and the one-shot music video marks the first collaboration with Yonetsu.
Kenshi Yonetsu announced that he will release his 6th studio album, Lost Corner, on August 21st, 2024.
This song is actually my favorite song on our list. And maybe it's because it's written by Kenshi Yonetsu. I feel like his songs always have the fun vibe, or sometimes it's not the fun vibe, it has a lot of deep meanings. And the music video is also very fun to watch. I think it's his first time that I'm not sure it's the first time, but I don't really usually see Kenshi Yonezu show the bangs, but he showed his bangs and I really see his face clearly this time in the music video.
His songs always tend to do well with me. I know we covered another one earlier and I was kind of mentioning Lemon also, but this song also did well. When we read the sixth studio album, I feel like he's been around a lot longer to have more than six. So I guess he's just been coming out with a lot of singles recently though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Very excited to have another album.
Yeah.
Before we continue, we have another announcement. Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Number two on our list, we have Mutual Love by Aiko, which has dropped one spot from our list.
Number two.
全部。
The song we just heard is Mutual Love by Aiko. Aiko Yanai, simply known as Aiko, is a Japanese singer and songwriter who is most famous for her hit songs Ashita, Kabutomushi, Hanabi, Sakura no Toki, Boyfriend, and Kira Kira.
In April 1996, Aiko became a radio host for FM Osaka after graduating from college. She released a CD, which she produced independently with her friends from college in August of the same year.
The song serves as the opening theme for the new anime movie, Detective Conan, The Million Dollar Pentagram, which was released in April 2024.
So I'm excited that they're coming out with another Detective Conan film. I really like Detective Conan. I haven't caught up by any means because I think it's still longer than One Piece. But always great to have another movie out. And I actually had a friend who went to Japan and he brought back a couple like Detective Conan and One Piece things for me. Very exciting.
Yeah, I also watch Detective Conan since I was small, and I really like that, and it's part of my childhood. So I'll probably watch the new anime movie, because a Conan movie can never go wrong.
Finally, at number one, we have Wish I Could See You, But by Aimyon.
Number one.
Aimyon is a Japanese singer and songwriter from Nishinomiya, Hyogo Prefecture. Her agency is ENS Entertainment, and her label is Unboard under Warner Music Japan.
She began writing lyrics when she was in her second year of middle school, and around the same time, her father gave her an electric guitar. However, it was not the acoustic guitar she wanted, so she quit after playing for less than a month. When she was in her third year of middle school, an English teacher who was an assistant language teacher left her an acoustic guitar when she left Japan.
After graduating from high school, a YouTube video of one of her performances caught the attention of her first music label, Lastra Music Entertainment.
So I feel like we like have Aimyon's song in most of our top 10 charts. And I really like Aimyon's songs. I think I listened to their songs since high school. And it always gives me like chills, or sometimes it's about relationships, and sometimes it's just about life, and it always gives me a lot of inspiration.
She's definitely been a reoccurring artist on this list. I mean, we have a lot of reoccurring ones, but her name's definitely one I recognize. I didn't write this script this time, but usually when I do, I'm like, oh, another Aimyon. But like, she's been on here a lot. Like we had Yonezu and Miss Green Apple. Those are names that are definitely like consistently on here whenever they come out with a new song. And now we have our indie spotlight, Hikari by Sherlock. Hikari is featured on their first mini album, Eeny Meeny Miny Moe, that released on April 9th, 2024.
Known for their emotional live performances and pop sensibilities, they are inspired by bands like Ratwimps, Bump of Chicken, Wanima, and My Hair is Bad.
Sheerlock just completed a national tour and is scheduled to perform in Osaka and Kobe this summer.
Hikari stands out as an upbeat and energetic song in Sheerlock's discography with a sing-along phrase that the duo gathered staff in the studio to record. In an interview with the music venue Shibuya Eggman, they were inspired to write the song after a band member left to send the message that they are not ready to give up.
It's nice when we have like a band that has some spunk. You know, they had a misfortune happen with a band member leaving, and then they just turned around and said, "Nope, not bringing us down."
Yes, and I think that they are, as they're inspired by Ratwimps, Bump of Chicken. I think I can understand the direction that their band is going, or the kind of music style that they want to make. And it's also like good to have bands that are inspired by them, because they will make great music, I'm pretty sure.
And that concludes this month's Top 10 Countdown. For our next episode, next week we will be listening to songs from Makoto Shinkai Movies, which are set to be released in a week from now, featuring all the soundtracks and insightful commentary from Brinton and Quasi.
And just looking forward to next week's theme. And I probably have to do some research on Makoto Shinkai's movies first.
Same here, but I'm excited to see what this next episode brings us. And that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you, Lisa, for being with me today.
Yeah, thank you, Haley. I hope everyone enjoyed the songs of today, and maybe you can include some in your playlist.
Thank you so much for joining. Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music
podcast. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.